Boom.
Let's do test. All test right. Number one.
So we were
we're today with Daniel, and my name is Gil. Daniel gonna give you some. Daniel is an expert with dogs, with stuff I can talk about, but here to speak today about. He's gonna give you some tips, how to raise a new dog. Daniel, what's up, man?
Great, buddy. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, everybody. So we were speaking about dog training. And I'm gonna say, like, the first rules with dogs, to train dogs, it's to understand them. Never hit them, treat them as your child, because he's reflecting your own ways. So you want him to climb mountains, you want him to search and rescue. It means that you need to train him to do that. You need to give him the example, you know? That's how it works. It's the only way. So if it's by bringing him to an expert to train him by himself, and you paint it, or you do it, you know?
So
I'm going to give you some tips to understand your dog. Not to train dogs, to understand your dog, right? Because he's smart. You don't understand him well. But he's trying with his communication abilities to communicate with us. And the thing is to understand their signs, the body signs, the face signs. So what types of signs they use, right? So their ears, right? Their ears. If they're falling, going down or up, alert. You know, up, it's alert.
Yeah.
Hearing well, yeah. You know. And maybe, like, let's say in Spanish, cariño, more soft and sweet, so his ears going back.
What does it mean?
It means like he's like showing kindness and showing positivity and happiness, you know, and happy to see you, let's say, suddenly he's with his ears down, or he's like alert with his ears up, come on, I want to play, uh-huh. You know, jumping on you or something. So with their tail, right?
Yeah.
If their tail is up, is more alert. If it's down, is more scared, right? If the tail is shaking, is happy. So that's the types of signs that we're searching for to understand our dog. Okay? So back to doggies. All right. So we were speaking about the understanding by body signs your pet, your dog. I'm going to introduce myself. I train dogs, canine dogs. My name is Daniel. A lot of stories. I'm not going to get into it, but from earthquakes to missions on the Mediterranean, in the Middle East. So I work some with dogs. I understand them. They protect me. We work together to save lives. And I grateful for working with, I'm really in love with my dog. He's my hero, you know. I trust him more than I trust myself in some cases, you know. It's amazing to trust your dog in that level. So I'm appreciating
Daniel, I have a question.
Yeah.
How much time it take from, like, when it's puppy to get him to really understand you, to what you need and everything, like, you know. How long does it take?
How long does it take to make him balance, right? Like train him. You can do it in 2 weeks. It depends on the interaction. The first interaction, when you know your dog, it's so critical. You have to make it perfect. He's nervous. You need to understand him. But that's why we talk about in the last conversation about his ears and about his body signs and tails and stuff, right? So to understand the dog, if he's nervous, if he's now have energy and he's running and he's sniffing and you're calling him and he's making the opposite, he's actually going away from you, and you're calling him more and he's going more away from you. What's wrong with her? I don't understand a word that she said. I'm a baby doggy, you know, sniffing around, who the fuck, you know? So you need to make the interaction healthy, happy, trustable, loyal, trustable, you know, trustable. And that's why playing with dogs are the solution. For example, dogs, wolves, how would they show to each other that they want to play? They have many ways, really, you know, instincting awesome wolf way, you know, but the most obvious that I know, that it's like, let's say two dogs in front of each other, you know, and one of them is like putting his hands down on the floor, you know, like going a bit down, lowering his head down, you know, looking at the other wolf or dog, you know, and then making a twist, you know, making a twist, like circling, bleh, like, and coming back to that position. In doggy language, it means like,
let's play or something.
Let's play.
You know? Ready to play. Yeah.
So, what types more of games? I just explain you how to make an interaction, like association with a dog, to make it like playable, you know, to show him that you're playing, and he's gonna get you. He's like, holy shit, he's speaking my language, you know. Your dog gonna be like, yup. Wow. You know, that's how it works. Almost every dog is like opening his eyes and like, shit, he understand my language. So do that, okay, with the hands down and twisting and coming back to it. So now dogs have like more or less three or four type of games, right? So the first one, right, it's I'm running to you, touching you, and now I'm running and you running to touch me, right? You know, like running to each other. How do you call it?
Play catch.
Exactly, playing catch. This is one. Okay, number two, it's, let's say we have a stick or rope, so we pulling each other like
he buy the rope and he want to exactly. Take it and he want to take it away from him.
Cada uno jalando del otro lado, sí, ¿no?
Sí.
Por lo tanto, esa es la falda ver, English, yeah. Spanglish or Hebrew, English. Bueno,
now, so, everybody confused now.
Yeah, I'm sorry guys, I'm sorry. I'm
we speak
speaking
a few,
some
a few
languages. So, we talk about types of games. So we said that we have catch. We said that we have pulling a rope or a stick. This is number two type of game. Okay? And you need to let him win. You know, pull. Who? One, two, three, four. Boom! Release it. Let him. Let him the stick or the rope. Let him feel like a winner. Mm-hmm. I got the rope, like Taz, you know. That's how you do it. You feel like that. You feel glory with the rope. That's exactly what you want, buddy. That's exactly what you want. So pulling a rope, we said. Catch, we said, right? So now we have wrestling, you know. Wrestling, like with a bit biting, pulling down the floor and put your hands on the floor, on him on the floor. And the opposite. Let him play with you. But and you can teach him with playing, like if he's biting you somehow he got inside a trance of playing, you need to chill him out. Exactly with the rope. Don't play too much with the rope. Then he's don't let him go to that level. You know, let him better to let him feel glory than to keep on with the trance. So or to educate him, to tell him to stop. You know, stop. Thank you. Stop. Thank you. Don't say his name. You know, do not have interaction with his name with negativity. You know, so like don't say his name when he's doing bad things. I know it's naturally happen. Try to lower it down with kids. It works too. You know,
sounds good
with kids. So,
sounds smart.
So know. We said catch. So we said pulling a rope. So we said wrestling, right? Wrestling. So that's the top three of playing with your dog, and you need to make it fun, and you need to have trust playing together. So trust built with games, you know. So the first way that I explain you how to make an interaction, a happy playable interaction. It's lower your hands down, look into his eyes and smile, you know, and make a turn and go back down, you know, and then he's gonna, and then go and even go close to him a bit and go back and start running. Dude, the dog gonna be like, holy shit, he's actually, or he's gonna start running, you know, because you have energy, or he's gonna be like shy, you know, he's gonna be shy and okay, and you need to try more, you know, because your energy maybe is too strong for him, you know, and you actually want him to go to these levels of energy, but it's taking time, you know, that's why take it easy, use your voice, you know, don't speak like this, you need to speak like this, oh yeah, hey, come here, thank you, bravo, bravo. You know, high tone, no, low.
Yeah.
Low frequency sound.
This is high frequency sound.
Exactly. Low is like this.
Yeah.
So, that's all, buddies, and that's all about it about this. You know.
Yeah, done it your best. Thank you, guys.
Sure, guys, have fun.